Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. I thank the President of the Human Rights Council for inviting me to address this important commemorative event on the occasion of the Council's 50th session. Let me also commend the tireless efforts of the High Commissioner for Human Rights and her office in providing support to the work of the Human Rights Council and its mechanisms. Both President Villegas and Madam Michelle Bachelet are our staunch champions for human rights diplomacy, which is at the core of the United Nations. Without full respect for human rights, we cannot maintain the international peace and security and achieve sustainable development. All three pillars are inextricably linked. In the context of the unprecedented challenges that the world faces, from climate change and COVID-19 to the conflict in Ukraine, focusing today's event on the achievements made and the lessons learned after 50 sessions of the Council proves to be timely and meaningful. The role of the Council and its mechanisms in promoting and protecting human rights have been crucial to combating and preventing human rights violations all around the world. In particular, the Universal Periodic Review has proven essential to advancing human rights across the globe. It has allowed for continuous review of human rights records of all UN member states on an equal basis. Besides promoting dialogue and cooperation between states on human rights issues, the UPR has led to critical legal reforms at national level, increased ratification of core international human rights instruments, and strengthened the implementation of action plans and strategies. The UPR has also opened spaces at the national level for collaboration between governments and CSOs. The special procedures, yet another contribution of the Council, play a vital role in advancing international human rights standards, raising awareness about human rights violations, and providing advice for technical cooperation. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, since its inception, the Human Rights Council has proven to be efficient in responding to human rights crises, including by holding special sessions and urgent debates to respond to human rights emergencies. It has also shown its value to support the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and to combat climate change. In fact, when it comes to the SDGs, on average, 45% of all resolutions adopted since 2015 specifically refer to them. And I'm encouraged by the adoption of two resolutions on human rights and climate change last year. These resolutions identify and reaffirm the threat posed by climate change to the enjoyment of human rights. For some countries, such as my own small island states, this corresponds to the right to life. Ladies and gentlemen, I commend the work of the Trust Fund on achievements in enhancing participation of SIDS, LDCs, and LLDCs, not only in the work of the Council, but also in broadening its membership. Throughout my presidency, one of my priorities has been to support countries in special situations. Indeed, in January, I launched the Fellowship of Hope with this priority in my mind. The Fellowship provides 8 representatives from underrepresented countries the opportunity to work and learn at the UN General Assembly. It is my hope that these fellows leave my office as champions and ambassadors for multilateralism, including as it pertains to human rights. Excellencies, dear friends, the United Nations is and should be ever-changing and evolving. I commend efforts by the Human Rights Council to grow and adapt. I've been pleased that during my presidency, I've been able to support initiatives on UN revitalization. On our common agenda, the Secretary General's vision on the future of the United Nations, which has a strong human rights component, member states, the United Nations system, and all relevant partners are on the path to advance its implementation after long discussions and 5 thematic consultations. Excellencies, there is no doubt that the Council is the main platform that promotes universal respect for the protection of human rights. Building on the innovations and progress of the Human Rights Council, let me provide three key takeaways today. First, we must recognize, respect, and implement the recommendations of the human rights mechanisms as we have set them up to help us to advance our efforts to achieve a better world. Second, we must scale up efforts to address the root causes of human rights abuses and ensure that this is done with a whole-of-society approach, drawing upon the collective strength of the entire multilateral system. And finally, we must continue to build synergy between Geneva and New York through greater collaborative action and political will. Only together can we combat the challenges that we face. After all is said and done, the core task of the Council as part of the greater United Nations is to promote the fundamental principles of human dignity. We can do no less, and I wish you every success for today's deliberations. I thank you.